seen this interesting stat, but only you and Aaron Rodgers have passed for more than 7,500 yards and rushed for 600 yards since 2010. This year, you really haven't run the ball much. Is there a reason behind that? Is there a design? And how much does that help you kind of get into the flow when you're able to move around?
As far as getting into the flow, you know, I don't think that really has anything to do with it. But, you look back and you look at our games, and I think there's maybe one time New York game, and there's another time Carolina game. But, really, quarterback's job. I mean, each play has a starting point. And you set out to execute your job to the best of your abilities. And, sometimes you get stepped up, flushed out, whatever, and then you end up running. But, for the most part, you drop back with a mindset to throw the ball. But, if it's going to be a situation where something opens up or I'm right there. But, I mean, my main goal is to get the ball into the hands of the guys that are paid to run, meant to run.
Josh, is there still a trust process with you and your receivers in this new offense where you're just going to have to, as a quarterback, and maybe you already do this, but, you know, trust what they're going to do, let the ball go, throw it with anticipation, those kind of things? Is that still building? Is that ever an issue in games?
No, I mean, you talk about, having trust, and I have all the confidence in the world in those guys. They're going to be where they're supposed to be, and vice versa. They know that I'm going to put the ball out there and give them opportunity to make plays. And I don't think that there are any trust issues.
In terms of like personal, but like I know you have faith in them that they're. But,
yeah.
But in the context of a new offense, they're trying to read the same things you are. And,
yeah.
And I don't know if ever there's, because there were times last week where it looked like you were maybe staring them down a little bit. And look, nothing was perfect sometimes. But I'm just wondering, you're both all still sort of new to this offense. So is there still a little bit of a learning curve that's going on?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't really say I feel it or see it. You know, like anything, there's going to be a learning curve. Like, we're not as good now as we're going to be down the road. But at the same time, I feel like that we're at a very high level. We're operating, executing our offense from the standpoint of route execution. Now it's just a matter of putting everything together. You know, you look at when we protect up front, we get out there. Those guys go out and make plays, you know. But, it really is a team effort. And I feel like everybody goes out and we prepare extremely hard. Throughout the week, you'll find out if there's anything that you're not right on the same page, because you cover everything. You know, we go out, and if there's any question in anybody's mind, you know, that's what we're working on, an individual. That's what we're working on during special teams periods, whatever it is. You know, so I feel like from the standpoint of understanding the offense from a receiver and a quarterback standpoint, I think we're pretty on par.
Do you feel like you've been handcuffed at all in this offense so far?
To
make plays the way you have in the past, maybe?
No, not at all. You know, this offense, I think it's a great offense. You know, you talk about the offense I played in before and this offense, and both offenses have a lot of similar components. You know, as far as being handcuffed, no chance. You know, we call up plays with shots built in, a lot of opportunities, and, really going out with the mentality of play ball, secure football, you might not take as many shots down the field, as many chances down the field. You know, but when we get one-on-one coverage with Mike or with Vincent, the problem is getting those guys one-on-one coverage. You know, and you saw the game where we got a lot of single eye, you got a lot of man looks. You know, both those guys are making plays down the field, but it's all about the opponent you play. But no, I feel like this offense is going to it's going to be a great opportunity for me to showcase my abilities as far as throwing the ball down the field, and also showcase Mike and Vincent with the way they can go up and make plays on the ball in the field.
I realize you can't do this all the time, but this week it seemed like you were pretty stationary in the pocket in terms of what was called and that kind of thing. Mike Sullivan's saying he does think there's some opportunities for you to maybe get outside, maybe throw in some boots and those types of things. And you've had some success with that in the past. Do you feel like that's a strength of your game, throwing on the run or just, you know, moving a little bit?
I definitely feel that I was blessed athletically that, when I do get out of the pocket, when we do have a naked or a boot or we're setting up outside, that, I can make the throws that I need to make for this offense, you know. But, it's all about game plan. It's all about who you're playing. And you talk about playing the Cowboys, you know, a 3-4 team, bringing it off the edge is their number one thing. You know, it's going to be hard to run a naked and having DeMarcus Ware screaming off the edge on the backside, you know, especially so. I think that it's it's still extremely early in the season. You know, we still have a lot of our offense that we've yet display on a Sunday. So, I'm talking to Coach Sullivan. You know, his plan this week. And I'm really excited about some of the stuff we're going to have the opportunity to go out and run. I think we have a great plan of attack. You know, we're playing another team that is a 3-4 team. You know, they got Arakpo's out, but they still have pretty good rushers coming off the edge. Lennon Fletcher in the middle. They're still a good team, but it's they're a little different. You know, each team has its own wrinkle. These guys do a little bit more as far as full rotation and inverted coverages and stuff like that. But each week presents a different challenge. You know, and the mentality we take as a team is you got to move on. You know, you play your game. They we even look at it as a season, a one game season. So we had the first game, second game. I mean, once that game's over, the OBAG can reassess it on the Monday. And from then on out, you know, nobody talks about anything. You know, it's seriously like nobody. And there might be something you might say, hey, remember last week? Or remember that game? But it's really, I mean, that game's over. Everybody's focused attention 100% on Washington.
Joe Theismann was talking this morning on the radio and said, watching you in this offense this year, that you're in your third offensive coordinator, you know, in your career. And he said it's a process. Is that a fair statement that it's going to be a kind of building blocks down as the season goes?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I would say that third offense, third system. I mean, we had Coach Jags early on. But he was running a lot of similar components as Coach Olson, so I'll look at it as two. But yeah, there are going to be different. There are going to be definitely things that you got to work on extra in practice, that you got to watch extra film on. And the great thing is the Giants have been running that offense for however many years, you know, and especially playing their division opponents. You know, you talk about had a lot of great tape versus the Cowboys. You know, had a lot of great tape this week versus the Redskins. So I think that gives us an extra advantage, you know, from the standpoint of we're going to be running a lot of similar things as the Giants. Coach Sullivan's got a lot of insight onto what the defense is trying to do and the plan that we're trying to install and go out and execute. So, it is football, like I said. I mean, it comes down to the end of the day. And we got through all the hiccups of, all right, terminology of, all right, this route's a little different, a little deeper. You know, you knock that out during OTAs. You knock that out during training camp. So I feel like we're in a good place right now, you know. Sometimes you lose a game, sometimes you lose a couple games, but and it happens. No, but I feel like our team mentally is where we need to be. You know, we're pushing forward. Talk about the next fight, and this week execution, preparation, focus, intensity. You know, they've all been amped up, and I think that guys are excited about another opportunity to go out and find a way to win.
What will it mean to you, Josh, to have the regular refs back this week?
Other than talking to him before the game and joking around, you know, we play the game, you know, we that's something as a competitor, you kind of have to, you got to learn it, you know, especially when you get up to this level of football, that, you got to worry about the things you can control. Because if you start worrying about everything else, I mean, it's going to take you off, or your mind's going to wander when it shouldn't be wandering. And you're going to find a way to maybe forget something, maybe forget whatever it is. So, I mean, we got to worry about and focus on what the stuff that we can control. The other stuff, you know, coach is going to handle that, talking to the officials. But, just moving forward, it's going to be good, I think, in general.
You are able to have some sort of relationship with these guys as far as talking to them.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I mean, as a quarterback, you're in constant conversation about different things. You know, some games get a little heated. They might say, hey, settle your guy down. Maybe you might argue a call, you know, if you feel like somebody did something or wasn't a hold. But no, for the most part, you know, we don't have any control, any say over the calls made. No, we only have control over our execution on the field.
Most noticeable difference do you think that fans will see with the regular guys coming back?
I don't know. I really don't know. You know, you talk about fighting an uphill fight to begin with, you know, but it's just things back to normal. You know, you got a lot of big time personalities in the referee game, you know, the officials. So I think it'll put the fans more at ease. You know, they won't feel like that there'll be a call or something that'll decide the game. They feel like things are back to normal from a fan's perspective.
Josh, have you thought about going up against a secondary that's coached by somebody you know very well, Raheem Morris, and in fact, Josh, he knows you very well in terms of tendencies and things like that. Has that gone through your mind this week at all?
I can't say it has. You know, obviously, got a lot of respect for Coach Raheem, and just watching their secondary and the stuff they do. But to be honest, I mean, he doesn't know the system we're in. He doesn't know where we're trying to go with the ball, and I don't know what exactly their plan is going to be to try to stop us. So it's going to be good. You know, I'm sure they've got a lot of good film, and he thinks he's giving them some tips or something. But you know, it's going to be exciting. It's always great to see Ra. You know, but it's going to be a great opportunity to go out and have some awesome competition.
Thanks, Josh. Hey. Thanks, Josh.